from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. The potential for flooding in Timmins hasn't changed since the weekend, and we're still under a flood warning. Flood Advisory Committee Chair David Valliere reports the committee continues to meet every day. A flood warning is in effect for the Mattagami River watershed. He says anyone living close to the Mattagami River, Porcupine Lake, the Porcupine River, or at Kamiskosha can get sandbags and sand provided by the city.
Mountjoy Arena, Confederation Arena, the corner of Golden and Crawford and Bristol between Reckell and Ruth. So essentially the sand, the shovels, and the bags are there, and if you wanted to get some of the sandbags, you would go to one of those four locations.
South of the city and still in the watershed, the MNR also has a flood warning in the Gogama area. Valliere notes that the water flows from there northward through Timmins. 80 years after the Netherlands was liberated by Canadian soldiers, including the Algonquin Regiment, three communities are formally recognizing their lasting ties. The mayors of Timmins, North Bay, and Steenbergen, Netherlands, have signed a declaration of friendship. Steenbergen Mayor Ruud Vandenbelt says with most people from that time having passed away, it's up to them to deliver the message, and creating this friendship is one way to do that.
We have an opportunity to get their interest and to make them think about today and tomorrow, that freedom is not just something what happens or is given to you. No, we have to earn it every day again, and you do that by making friendship.
Along with all three mayors exchanging gifts, including their city's flags, Vandenbelt invited both the mayors of North Bay and Timmins to visit his community. Tomorrow is the day Prime Minister Mark Carney goes to Washington for his first face-to-face meeting with U.S. President Donald Trump. The big topic is Trump's continuing threats of tariffs and his demand that we renegotiate the Canada-U.S.-Mexico trade agreement, which Trump himself signed during his first term in office. Back to our colorful character history feature about Leo Del Villano. He was mayor at the time of amalgamation in 1973 and 74. Local historian Karen Bachman tells us he was proud to say he was the first mayor born in Timmins, the last mayor of the town of Timmins, and the first mayor of the city of Timmins. In 1959, he read that the hats worn by Queen Elizabeth's Buckingham Palace guards were dirty and mangy, most of them well over 50 years old.
Leo believed that Timmins could come to Her Majesty's rescue and organized a proper bear hunt, which was held in March of that year. Things did not start off well, however, as there was a strong protest from people who thought the hunt was inhumane, but Leo managed to pull it off.
After sending 50 bear pelts to London, Leo and his wife Mildred were invited by the Queen to dine with her while she was on a visit to Canada that same year, which, of course, they did.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.